Time Check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Laz renews petition challenging Ron Mwambwe's appointment as Auditor General. Zambia's inflation rate drops to 7.1%. In global news, Trump says Iran afraid to admit to talks as Tehran rejects reports of dialogue. With the main news in detail, my name is Muntale Mulenga. The Law Association of Zambia, LAZ, has renewed its petition in the Constitutional Court challenging the legality of Mr. Ron Mwambwe's appointment as Auditor General by Hagainde Hijilama. LAZ argues that the appointment contravenes Articles 249, 252, 259, 95 and 234 of the Constitution, as well as provisions of the Public Audit Act and the State Audit Commission Act. In its petition, the association is seeking a court declaration that Mr. Mwambwe's appointment is null and void, citing failure to follow constitutional procedures requiring recommendation by the State Audit Commission and ratification by the National Assembly. The association further contends that Mr. Mwambwe was appointed above the prescribed retirement age for the Office of Auditor General, and also argues that the absence of an operational State Audit Commission, coupled with the lack of parliamentary ratification, renders the appointment unconstitutional. LAZ has also faulted the Ministry of Finance and National Planning for allegedly failing to issue commencement orders necessary to operationalize the two acts. Among the provisions cited in the petition are Article 1 of the Supremacy of the Constitution, Article 2 on Constitutional Obligations, Article 95 of Parliamentary Ratification, Article 249 on Appointments to Constitutional Offices, Article 252 on the Retirement Age for the Auditor General, and Article 259 on Qualifications and Conditions for Public Office. LAZ is further seeking an order compelling Mr. Mwambwe to immediately cease performing the functions of Auditor General and vacate office, and is also asking the court to direct that all salaries, allowances, and other benefits received be funded to the Treasury. Mr. Mwambwe was appointed Auditor General on September 23, 2023, a move that has since been contested in court. Zambia's annual inflation rate has decreased to 7.1% in March 2026, down from 7.5% recorded in February 2026. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Zambia Statistics Agency Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the decline indicates that the pace at which prices of goods and services are increasing has slowed, with overall prices rising by an average of 7.1% between March 2025 and March 2026. Ms. Mudenda has attributed the development to price movements in both food and non-food items, noting that food inflation eased to 7.8% from 8.2% in February, while non-food inflation slowed to 5.9% from 6.5%. She says the outturn was mainly influenced by changes in prices of selected food items such as cereals, fruits, vegetables and cooking oil, as well as non-food items including fuel and construction materials. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda revealed that Zambia recorded a trade surplus of 5.7 billion kwacha in February 2026, up from 4.7 billion kwacha in January 2026. She explained that exports, mainly comprising domestically produced goods, decreased by 1.4% from 27.6 billion kwacha in January 2026 to 27.2 billion kwacha in February 2026, adding that this was mainly an account of decreases in export earnings from immediate goods by 1.4% and raw materials by 7.5%. A consortium of civil society organizations, the church and some political parties has challenged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to release the list of the new 70 constituencies that have been delimited before being gazetted. Speaking on behalf of the consortium, Zambia Council for Social Development Executive Director Leah Mitaba notes with concern that given the short time frame remaining before the nomination of candidates, authorities involved in the delimitation exercise may be plotting to give undue advantage to the ruling party in the allocation of the 70 new constituencies. She says it is cardinal that all stakeholders and every Zambian is satisfied with the new delimited constituencies and not a political party. Ms. Mitaba says the list of new constituencies needed to be released for public consumption and possible debate before ECZ's 15th April 2026 deadline and the official gazetting. Meanwhile, Center for Policy Dialogue Chairperson Dr. Neo Simutani has observed the need for a consensus to be reached to ensure only women are adopted in all the new 70 constituencies, citing the 20% guarantee in Bill 7, which is now law, still falls short of the gender representation in the National Assembly. Kanona Power Limited has emphasized the need for stronger collaboration between the mining and energy sectors to support Zambia's economic growth. Speaking at the ongoing 13th Zambia International Mining and Energy Conference, ZIMEC, in Kitwe today, Kanona Power Limited accounting manager Roderick Mwansa said strategic partnerships are key to helping the country achieve its copper production targets while promoting sustainable development. Mr. Mwansa noted that the mining sector's ambition to reach 3 million metric tons of copper production by 2031 will require increased and reliable power supply. He explained that large-scale mining companies will need sufficient energy to boost productivity, with an initial target of reaching 1 million metric tons by the end of this year before scaling up in the coming years. Mr. Mwansa further highlighted the importance of regional power integration, citing the Southern African Power Pool as a key platform that has helped address electricity deficits.
For us, we view the regional cooperation as more than just an energy policy. It's more than an economic competitive strategy. For the past few years, us as Kanona, we've collaborated with the regional utilities and also OSCAP to ensure that we participate in the, if you remember, we participated in this for the past few years. So this regional collaboration, we've been able to collaborate with utilities, import power, and deliver to our customers.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran's leaders are afraid to say they are negotiating with the U.S. Iran has denied that talks with the U.S. are taking place, but Trump says if they admit it, they will be killed by their own people. An Iranian official yesterday issued 5 conditions to end the war that came after Iran reportedly received a 15-point plan from the U.S. We monitored the BBC on this and other global stories.
Iran has continued airstrikes on Gulf countries a day after President Trump said Tehran was desperate to make a deal to end the war. Officials in the United Arab Emirates say 2 people have been killed in Abu Dhabi by falling debris from an intercepted ballistic missile. Meanwhile, Israel has attacked further targets in Iran. Transport workers in the Philippines have launched a two-day strike in protest against surging oil prices. They're calling on the government to abolish taxes on petroleum products. Australia has banned visitors from Iran in case some choose not to return to a war zone.